The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out.
Test, test. It's Curtis Shuck here with the Well Done Foundation.
Thank you for joining the program here today via the phone line. And you are down in the wonderful state of Louisiana. How's it going down there today?
You know, it's a huge difference from where I started my morning yesterday up in Shelby at -6 degrees. It's actually a balmy 58 right now, and getting ready to head out into the field. And, you know, this is really the time of year to be working in the South.
Yeah, you're not kidding me. In fact, I'm trying to book a trip down to Oklahoma or Texas still before the end of the year, just to get away from that -6 degree. I'm in Fargo, so it's even worse, man. I mean, we've got wind and the snow. At least in Montana, you can have a mountain or two to block the wind.
Yeah. Well, all our snow is blowing your direction, pal. So won't be long, and you'll get it.
What's happening down in Louisiana?
Oh, we're kicking off several projects here in the boot, and very excited to be working with the state and other local partners. And yeah, we're teeing up our first plugs here to kick off the 2022 season. So we are, you know, doing our thing here, getting all of our measuring and monitoring in place. And we're super excited to be working in Louisiana.
Is this a due diligence trip then, if my understanding is correct? You're getting measurements, dimensions, supplies, et cetera. You're not capping and plugging one of these abandoned slashed orphan wells this trip?
Well, what we're doing, Jason, is we're measuring the methane emissions. So we've been working in Louisiana for the past 4 months, actually, kind of off the radar. And you know, to date, we've got about 60 wells that we're currently working on. We're about to add another roughly 100. And so we'll be making some announcements here before the end of the year about, you know, kind of our Louisiana strategy and introducing some new team members here. So, no, we're really excited. And, you know, as you know, that's part of the Well Done Foundation program right now, which is, you know, growing our ecosystem and growing our partnership platform. You know, we see this as a team sport, and it's super critical that we, you know, utilize that local talent, and that we're very excited at what we got going here.
Talk about the evolution of the Well Done Foundation. Of course, I love the, you know, the story behind it, because it hasn't been easy. And, you know, people hear, oh, 60 wells, we're going to add another 100. You know, there was a lot of changes. There was a lot of changing your oil while driving down the interstate 90 miles an hour with your business plan. Talk to me a little bit about the history and the evolution to where you got today.
Well, you know, from that first encounter, you know, back in 2019, and that, you know, that infamous drive from Shelby back to Bozeman, where I couldn't get that image out of my mind. Today, it's been definitely a bit of a whirlwind. In fact, you know, interestingly enough, just on my feed today popped up that Vice News interview, which was the, you know, one of those pieces that went viral and really helped to launch the program. But, you know, for us, I think, Jason, to your point, is that, you know, we just stay, you know, true and faithful to that mission, which is really one well at a time. And we're going to continue to move that forward. And of course, you know, one well is turning into 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 and, you know, now hundreds of wells. And so, you know, what we're really working on is that a partnership approach and putting the programs in place. You know, we're managing so much data right now in terms of, again, the numbers of wells, the amount of regulatory activity that we have going on, and just the simple data sets that we have from measuring. So we've been growing our team exponentially. So yeah, gosh, from that first time that you and I spoke about this project to today, it's a whole new show, and it's very exciting.
How about next year now? You mentioned, you know, this is kind of your kickoff time for 2022, but, you know, we can talk about the infrastructure bill, or we can talk about the ESG movement, or we can talk about just states or mineral owners or energy companies stepping up to do the right thing and figuring out a way to plan the or plug these wells instead of pointing fingers. Why has it grown so much in the last few years? Because you and I talked about this, like you mentioned, back in 2019, and there was a pretty big demand back then, and I felt like you and I were one of the few people in the country only talking about it back in 2019 and 18. And today, you know, I mean, there's I think there's earmarks in that infrastructure bill, and there's, you know, ESG movements, and like I said, and then some states are stepping up. Talk to me a little bit about how the market has even changed and how you've been able to grow through that.
Yeah, there's a, you know, that's a great point, because, you know, this story is so powerful, and, you know, what's awesome about it is that it works. I mean, it's not, you know, nuclear physics. It's literally, you know, plumbing, and it's gas on, gas off. And, you know, we've been able to prove that, you know, that our programs are successful, that we can do it, you know, with controls and managed costs and verified outcomes. You know, we've been working with the American Carbon Registry on the development of our methane methodology for capping and plugging and abandoning orphaned and abandoned wells, which is in process. We're hoping that we're going to see that by mid-2022. Certainly the focus from the current administration on, you know, dedicating some dollars to this problem of orphaned and abandoned wells has come to the forefront. We're excited that that work's happening. We're, you know, we're supporting several states with the work that they're doing. You know, our big thing right now, Jason, is the ability to measure and really quantify what, you know, methane is escaping from these orphaned and abandoned wells. Because, you know, if you are going to do something, if something's worth doing, it's really worth measuring. And that's the technology that and the process that we're bringing to the table right now. It really helps to illustrate, you know, the great work that that we're doing and that's happening out there in the industry. So, you know, like when we plugged our first well this year in Pennsylvania, working with the State Department of Environmental Protection, you know, we spent, you know, weeks in the field measuring wells and some opportunities of working with the state teams, you know, to show how we're doing it. We're expecting that that it's going to get more traction as those dollars are being deployed, those federal dollars are being deployed. Again, there's an expectation that you're going to need to be able to report, again, exactly the good work that you're doing. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, it's kind of a changing landscape out there. But at the end of the day, it still comes back to, you know, really making a difference one well at a time. And we've had such great support from the industry, from folks who are, as you mentioned, ESG conscious.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
That's what love is like. That is who am I that I would push back? Is that the loving thing you made a bit for me to lie?
Joined here in the, what would this be, the wardrobe studio here of the set of Sherwood Forest, right outside of Oklahoma City. Mr. Gray Fredrickson is our guest here on the Crude Life. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for coming here and seeing us.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, what is your official title in this movie?
I'm the producer.
Producer. Okay, no executive producer, no senior producer.
Just the producer. Mark Stansberry is the executive producer.
Okay.
Mark found the project and brought it to me. This incredible story that in 1941, during World War II, England was running out of oil. And the U-boats were circling and sinking all the tankers that we were trying to send into England. And they were in serious trouble. So they sent a contingency to the U.S. to beg Americans to come over and drill oil for them in the effort to provide them enough fuel to fuel their war efforts. And they didn't get much reaction. But there was one person that one of the guys from England recognized as maybe he could talk you into it. So he hitchhiked a ride from New York down to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talked to a guy named Lloyd Noble, who had a drilling company, an oil company. And he talked him into taking 45 good old boy cowboys, roughnecks, and about five oil rigs to England to drill wells. And they had to send them in separate ships because they were sinking everything that was going across the Atlantic. And they set them up in Nottingham, the province or county or whatever it is of Nottingham, and they put them in a monastery. So it was fish out of water there, these good old Oklahoma, Texas boy cowboys, roughnecks, living with amongst monks in a monastery in Nottingham. And they couldn't even understand each other. They're two different English spoken, you know, between Oklahoma and they would work 7 days on, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they were drilling the wells right nearby in Sherwood Forest. And they drilled 100 wells in 1 year, and they produced enough oil from those wells to power the fuel, the invasion of D-Day. D-Day would have never happened had it not been for these oil patch warriors from Oklahoma that went over and drilled these wells. And about 20 years ago, they erected a statue in Sherwood Forest of the oil patch warrior. And then they batched that statue on the main street of Ardmore, Oklahoma. So they have the oil patch warrior of Sherwood Forest in Ardmore and also in Sherwood Forest. And it's an incredible story that nobody knows. And we've been trying to get it made as a feature movie. And we went to the Noble Foundation and they said, we can't afford $30 or $40 million for a feature, but we can give you money to make a documentary. So that's what we're all doing here right now, is to do this documentary, and it's being made for the Oklahoma History Center. and it's funded by the Lloyd Noble Foundation and the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, OERB, and then a few private foundations in Oklahoma. And I think that it will be good enough to entice some interest to put up the big money to make a feature film. So that's what's going on.
And the documentary, I see we have some actors here, and so there's different levels of documentaries.
This is a documentary narrated by Barry Corbin, and Barry Corbin, the
okay.
actor.
Yeah.
And the actors are all reenactors. They're all reenacting the various real people that did this. And at the end of the documentary, you'll see photos of all, unfortunately, they're all gone,
mm-hmm.
but you'll see photos of all the real people that these actors that you see around here are recreating for.
Now, I wrote down a few things, and I'd like to get to your background in cinema and in Hollywood in just a moment here, but also I wrote down in my notes, you know, national defense, patriotic theme, energy supply chain. These are some amazing little subplots that are going to be happening throughout this documentary.
I guess I never thought about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about
the movie guy. I'm down in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that whole national defense. You know, you mentioned the D-Day, and you mentioned the patriotic theme, and then I just kept thinking about the supply chain, about how there's the whole community building part that comes with oil and gas, but now we're talking about ships and doing it overseas and doing all kinds of different things.
It's an amazing undertaking, because it was. Can you imagine these young kids living in Oklahoma, away from the war? I grew up here in Oklahoma. We didn't know anything about the war. We heard there was a war going on, but it didn't affect us. And all of a sudden, they're taking jobs into war zones. Man, some brave kids that did.
You
that.
Bet. Now, Sherwood Forest, is this the Sherwood Forest of Robin Hood fame?
Robin Hood, Sherwood Forest.
That's what I thought. So, okay. That's kind of a neat part to get a piggyback on the old Robin Hood deal there. What's your background? And you mentioned you're a film guy. So
I'm a movie producer, yeah.
Care to mention any past films?
I've done close to 50 movies.
Okay.
So, like some of you would have heard of the Godfather trilogy.
I've heard of the Godfather trilogy, yes.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, no kidding.
Did a picture, two pictures here in Oklahoma. One was called The Outsiders, and the other one was called UHF with Weird Al Yankovic.
One of my favorite movies.
It did a great
movie. Oh,
it's
so
a
good.
Fun movie.
It is so good. By the way, was that at all a sort of a spoof on Ted Turner's life? With the cable empire?
I never thought of it that way,
but I don't mean to be blowing your mind this early, but
I don't think that was really conscious of that.
Okay, no, I didn't mean it in a negative way, but
it's kind of a, yeah. I don't think Ted Turner started out like that, though, did he?
Well, he inherited a cable station, and then at that time is when cable started slowly coming, and I believe it was MGM that had a fire sale on movies. And he bought the rights.
He bought the library.
Yep. Yeah. He bought the library, and of course, Turner Classic Movies took off. Atlanta Braves, the whole deal. But he was a good example of timing and just knowing opportunity when to seize. Did I read my notes that you had involved with Turner and Aubrey McLennan and
I did
T. Boone Pickens?
I did a documentary called "The Grand Energy Transition" about the natural gas industry and how it could change everything if they would just let it go, because it's clean, it's safe, it's efficient, it doesn't pockmark the earth like coal, or even now for the batteries and the electric, they're tearing up the earth for that stuff. Natural gas is the obvious thing, and the documentary was funded by Boone Pickens, who's an oil guy out of Fort Worth, out of Dallas. Aubrey McLendon, who's an oil guy here in Oklahoma. Ted Turner, who has some oil interests also. Who who else was involved in that?
That's quite a trio right there, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like right, left, and center, and I think T. Boone Pickens would be the one in the center.
He's kind of in the center, I guess.
Of those three.
His latest thing he did before he died, his biggest push was water.
It was water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thinks that was what we're going to need one of these days.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question, know an expert, or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know, I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open, and what I see in you is something they don't. You already know that.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Let's go to the phone line where we have U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer on to talk about the American Energy Jobs and Climate Plan, as well as the recent energy policy happening in Washington, D.C. This is U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer.
Wow. Well, as you know, it is under direct attack. The Democratic Party is basically run by people who call themselves either progressives or Democratic socialists. The chairman of the Senate Budget Committee is none other than Democratic socialist Bernie Sanders. I mean, I'm not making this up. These people don't apologize for that. The nominee to be the vice chair of the Federal Reserve it was asked point blank in a House committee earlier this year by a member, are you a capitalist or a socialist? Now, 20 people before her and one after her, 21 out of 22 said capitalist. She would not say it. She said, well, we need a highly regulated financial services industry. He said, yeah, but are you a capitalist or socialist? Well, I don't think of it in those terms. We need a highly regulated financial service. It's multiple times he gave her the chance to say, are you capitalist or socialist? She wouldn't say it. Now, I don't know about you, but I conclude from that she's not a capitalist. It's not a hard answer. It's not a hard question. It's fundamental. So I worry a lot about it. This Build Back Better plan, this...
Hold on one second. Okay, we're back on. Go ahead. This Build Back Better plan.
Yep. So the Build Back Better plan that the Biden administration and the Democrats are going to shove through Congress, if Joe Manchin ever gives them the green light in the Senate, it's already passed the House, we now know is not a $1.75 trillion bill. It's a nearly $5 trillion tab over 10 years. It will drive up the deficit by, you know, a couple trillion dollars, and it's going to greatly enhance inflation. And worse than that, it's going to take care of individuals from cradle to grave. In other words, make everybody a state, subject to the state. Make sure that everything's paid for forever. Disincentivizing people to go to work, which means there'll be fewer people producing products and producing an economy, and more people receiving from the government. It is absolutely everything that our founders and the pioneers of this great country were against. It's what nearly every immigrant that's come to the United States of America came to escape. And it means that there'll be much less opportunity. I mean, I've cross-examined Janet Yellen now, the Treasury Secretary, a couple of times in the Banking Committee. It astounds me that she can sit there and say, no, all of this free money is going to bring down the cost of things. To which, you know, I asked Jay Powell the other day, have you ever talked to an economist who concluded that more free money brings down the cost of something? Well, he wouldn't answer because he doesn't like to get into political discussion. The answer is no. There's no such thing. More free money is what creates inflation. You asked the question earlier, are we going to have $100 a barrel oil that costs, that's really only $50 a barrel because of input costs? Agriculture is the same way. We see food inflation on the one hand, which can be good for the producer, but input inflation exceeds it, so it's actually a net, it goes backwards. We see it in wage inflation, right? We see people's wages going up at a very good rate, except the costs are exceeded. So in other words, they're making less money. This is what happens with hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is caused by putting too much demand into the economy and not enough supply, or in other words, too much free money. You could say the supply of money, and it just drives the cost of everything up. And that's what we're seeing, and it's going to continue to be that way. And that, I'm afraid, is not capitalism the way you grew up as a paperboy, or the way I grew up cleaning the cafe in Kindred, or working for the Rural Electric Co-op when I was in high school. So, you know, it's slipping away from us if we don't do something quickly. Now, here's the good news. The good news is the American people don't want socialism. And while many younger people have been brainwashed at their high schools and colleges and universities in this country, there's still enough of a thread that wants to hang on to what we've always had. That is the exceptionalism of America. And we, as moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and bosses and you know, administrators, wherever we might have a role or influence, need to remind people socialism has been tried in many countries. In fact, if you want to see a good example of it, go to Venezuela today. Go to Cuba today. If that's what you aspire for the United States of America, be a Democrat. But it's not what most people aspire to. Was that too harsh?
Not at all. Not at all. I kind of stood up a little bit. I got excited there because it's, you know, and for me, it's not even about the bashing of the socialism or the communism or a lot of these other things like in the traditional way. It's more that what the capitalism really does is it empowers people. And sure, when you empower people, that's really how you build societies. You build societies and cultures by empowering. The other socialism and communism, they've basically ripped and crumbled societies in the history of civilization, really, because you become complacent and either the Mongols come or something happens, you know, either within or on the outside. So, you know, just beware of the Ides of March, folks. American Energy Jobs and Climate Plan, what's happening there?
Ouch. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it? So here's what's happening there. So what you've just called out is a framework. It is not a bill, although it does include several bills. It's what my friend Dan Sullivan, the good senator from Alaska, and I call a Republican alternative, a conservative alternative to the Green New Deal. And it is a market-oriented, innovation-oriented response to people who want us to do something about climate change. And by the way, Jason, a lot of people do. The vast majority of people in this country believe that climate change is a crisis. An even larger majority think it's one of the more important things we got to be dealing with. So it's a very, very large group, and this is what's driving a lot of what the left is doing. The problem is their solutions are not good for the climate or good for the economy or good for national security. So we're offering up a framework of solutions that's more geopolitical in nature, It focuses on realistic goals. It first of all recognizes that the United States of America is the leader in the world in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. I'm so tired of our leaders in this country today, our particularly administration leaders, running around the world apologizing for the United States of America and trying to transfer their climate guilt to polluting countries. So first thing we're doing is stating the facts. China emits 300% of the emissions that the United States of America emits. As I said earlier, in the last 15 years, we've reduced greenhouse gas emissions in the United States by 12%, while the world has increased them by 24%. We've got to tell our story. And then talk about how much cleaner American fossil energy is than the fossil energy that's being produced in other countries to meet the growing global demand while we shut off ours. In addition to all of that, there are innovations that can clean up even further, clean up the production and the development of energy in the United States. Things like carbon capture and storage. Better yet, carbon capture utilization and storage. Fracking and horizontal drilling itself, Jason. I don't know that anybody's ever done this. I should check this out. Maybe you already know this, but I just wonder, what kind of an environmental footprint reduction horizontal drilling has created in the oil and gas industry? Imagine going down a mile and then you go out a mile, and then in the same hole you go out another mile, and in the same hole you go out another mile. You don't even have to drill a new hole. And then that other mile turns into 3 miles, you know, because of advanced technologies. These are significant innovations and advancements in the production of oil that ought to be recognized for cleaning up the environment, not criticized for making it dirtier. So I want to focus more on that. But I also want to focus more on the fact that these other polluting countries get preferential treatment in many parts of the world. While we're cleaning up the environment, they dirty it up, they get preferential treatment. So I think we ought to be more strategic in our supply chain, everything from pharmaceuticals to energy to manufacturing of all sorts. We ought to bring more of that to the United States. Will it cost a little more to produce some things? Probably. Does it create more jobs and a better economy in the United States? Absolutely. And will these things be produced and manufactured in a cleaner, more environmentally friendly way? Without a doubt. And I think we ought to use the fact that we're 20% of the economy of the world, use that leverage, much like Donald Trump often talked about, use an America First strategy that recognizes our exceptionalism and our market leverage.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
I catch my eye, but I looked over and I caught some feelings. Saw a couple things that I really liked, but you got caught up in the big daydream.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now. For only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the AAPG conference, and I'm here introducing people that I meet to you out there that are in oil and gas and running everything for us. Jen and Blair Lee, tell me all about Drill to Frack.
So Drill to Frack has been around since 2014. Basically what we do is what I like to say, we make magic with your drilling data. So we take your existing drilling data, we clean it up, we clean out all the drilling events and the variables, and what you're left with is a rock hardness profile that we like to call the new rock properties.
So you're going into people's data at their companies and basically scraping all the good data that they need.
Yes, so we get access to their EDR drilling data, and we're able to correct for more variables than most people are able to correct, and it gives you a really great profile of what your lateral looks like in terms of level of heterogeneity and your varying rock strengths.
The thing we all talk about in this industry is, you know, when we go downhole and we drill wells, you know, we're not really recovering, you know, all the resources that we hope to.
Sure.
I mean, you know, our drilling is, you know, some people say the numbers are maybe we're only getting 10% or less, you know, out of those reservoirs. So your company, you know, what do you think it's going to improve?
So everything that we essentially aim to do is to make sure that you're being proactive. So our data is actionable, and it allows you to take an educated guess on where you have existing localized depletion in your horizontal, and it gives you a really good idea of how to make the best out of your perforations.
Yeah, the perforations, I mean, nowadays there's technology to aim the perforations. You know, we have the chemicals to go down and get out the boogers, you know, all the things, right? So companies like yours are just going to really revolutionize, you know, our industry. Over and over again, we're seeing, you know, you guys get involved. How did you get involved in this?
So my background is actually nowhere close to oil and gas. I'm not a geologist or anything like that. I am a public relations major from Sam Houston. I really got into oil and gas right around Deepwater Horizon. My brother-in-law worked at Cameron at the time, and I learned so much about it, and I wanted to kind of be like him, and I'm like, I think I'm going to be in oil and gas, and it took me 7 years to get here, but I came to Drill to Frack by way of core and fluid analysis.
Nice. What is that cord fluid analysis?
So I used to work at Stratum Reservoir, formerly Weatherford Labs, and I absolutely fell in love with petroleum geology and reservoir engineering. I had the absolute blessing to work with some of the brightest minds in our industry, who were really great, taking me under their wing and teaching me what's happening in the rock, what's happening, you know, 10,000 feet below our feet, why we need to understand the rock, why we need to understand the fluid behaviors to not only protect our environment, which I don't think a lot of people understand. Oil and gas wants to protect our environment.
We're the best at it.
We spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on science to do just that, to make sure that we're taking care of the rock, to make sure we're getting out of the rock what we need so that we can have facilities and schools and backpacks and booster seats for your child in their back seat. That is the reason why I fell in love with the oil and gas industry.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. How do they get a hold of you and Drill to Frack?
So you can email me at Drill to Frack. It's Jenna with a G, Jenna.Lee@drilltofrack.com. Or you can go to our website or find us on LinkedIn.
There you have it. This is why I do this. Meet people like this. Guys, hey, thank you so much for what you do.
Good,
appreciate
to meet
you very
you.
Much.
Thanks.
That's it. Take care. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm here at the AAPG conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and introducing people that I meet to you out there, especially in oil and gas and the energy industry. Introduce yourself, Tara.
Hi, Matt. I'm Matt Tarabenda. I'm actually the general chair of the American Association of Petroleum Geologists Mid-Continent Section Convention. That's what we're holding here in Tulsa right now. That's where we are. I've been here in Tulsa for 16 years. I worked for Samson Resources, Samson Energy. Came up from the majors, did the Phillips and ConocoPhillips route before coming up to the independents, and now, actually, we have a small little company called Equus Energy Partners.
You guys are looking for minerals and actually out there drilling wells as well.
Yes, we are looking for minerals. We're primarily a prospect shop, though. So, yeah, we've drilled a couple wells over in Arkansas. We're going to be drilling some wells here in Oklahoma here. Vertical, conventional oil and gas, back to old school, baby.
What drew you to oil and gas industry and petroleum geology?
Well, I was always interested in geology. Again, as many kids, you know, you are out looking for fossils, looking for great rocks. I was the same way. I grew up in Indiana, though. I went to a small school in Indiana, got my bachelor's degree at a small private school, and then went on to Wyoming for grad school, and that's where I really got introduced to the petroleum industry, interned my first year there, and got in the industry, and it's been oil and gas ever since. It's an exciting place.
Exciting place.
I've gotten to go all over the world with it, which is awesome. I've gotten to meet people, see rocks from all over, and work with incredible data.
What does the AAPG do here in Tulsa and the MidCon?
So, actually, AAPG is headquartered here in Tulsa. It is the main association of petroleum geologists worldwide, actually. And headquarters here in Tulsa, we run the Mid-Continent section of AAPG, and that's what this convention is for. So there was a national convention run last week in Denver. Okay. This is the little regional convention. I say little. We have almost 400 folks here.
Wow.
So it's a good number. But we're focusing on the Mid-Continent area. So Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Nebraska. So that's our main focus for the geology. So we've got folks here from seven states, probably more. And yeah, we're focused more on the regional geology here. We've got, I think, 70 talks. We've got a bunch of posters. We've got an exhibit hall full of exhibitors. Yeah, so focused on all kinds of parts of the industry. We had a great business panel yesterday, focused on where the industry is heading. Where's funding coming from? ESG, what does that mean? What are prices going to look like? So, really interesting discussion.
All, yeah, interesting and very useful these days, for sure. We're all talking about the ESG these days, so I'm going to make sure to get up to that. I want to find out what they think that really is going to entail for our industry. Are you seeing, you know, things, the political spectrum affect your, you know, part of your job?
You know, I think it affects all of us. Scott Tinker, who is a past president of AAPG, and he's the current director of the Bureau of Economic Geology, came to give a talk yesterday. Scott is actually responsible for the video Switch and Switch On. He has podcast. He's probably one of the best faces for petroleum geology here in the U.S. His talk yesterday was focusing on the energy transition, energy poverty, and how do we provide energy for a world. I mean, we have like 4 billion people out there that still often cook over stove, you know, don't have electricity, don't have reliable, cheap electricity. So his premise was, we should never be ashamed of what we are. Don't apologize for being in the oil and gas industry. We're providing, you know, cheap, reliable energy for everyone. Who wants to go back 100 years ago and live in a world where, you know, we don't have lights on every morning? We don't have the technology, you know, we don't have electricity to feed the technology we have. He actually shared an interesting point. Sure. Technology is the third largest consumer of electricity behind the U.S. and I believe it was China. Tech is larger than most other countries for the consumption of electricity. So, interesting.
Thank you for what you do. There's so many kids getting ready to enter, you know, college and their future careers. You know, what do you want to say to them? Like, why would you want to come into petroleum geology?
Yeah, why would you want to go in the dirty oil and gas industry? I mean, my gosh, come on. We are responsible for all kinds of ills of the world, right? I mean, we're one of the big carbon producers. Oh, my goodness. Here's what I'd say. Again, the world still is going to need energy. Even if you were to increase, and we are, absolutely, increase the amount of alternative energy, increase the percentage of alternative energy, that's a percentage of the entire energy system, electricity generation, with the growth of consumption.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
They keep telling me it's only a phase, and that soon enough I'll see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you?
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.